Amen.
It is so good to be with you this morning.
今天早上可以跟你们一起，真的好。
Kathy and I were talking on the way over here from the west side that this morning that there's no place that we would rather be than to worship with you and to begin the new year with you.
今天早上我跟 Kathy 在西面开车过来的时候，我跟她说，真的没有比来到这个教会跟你们一起去更好。
You know, in a very real way, you're family to us.
Yeah, 你们就是好像是跟我们是家庭一样。
Many years ago, when you were worshiping at First Baptist Church, we were members of First Baptist Church.
很多年前你们在第一金信会里面去崇拜的时候，我也在哪里。
We're so thankful that what the Lord has done in your life, in the life of this church, over the past couple of decades now.
感谢主，你就是你在过去的几十年，就是神在你们的生活当中跟在这个教会当中所做的。
So we're thankful to be here with you this morning and also for the opportunity to consider together the message of God's Word.
Yeah, 我们很感谢可以今天可以在你们当中也一起去思想一个带好的信息。
When we think about the Bible, it's a mighty big book.
Yeah, 圣经是一个很大很大的书。
There's lots of stories in it.
有很多不同的故事在当中。
But there's only one message.
但是只有一个信息。
And that's a message that is encapsulated, contained in a single verse of the Bible.
这个大好的信息就在第一个经文当中。
Which many of you, if not all of you, have memorized and on your heart.
当中可能很多的弟兄姐妹已经可以背那一句的经句。
But I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to John 3:16.
我想大家一起跟我翻到约翰福音三章十六节。
While you're turning, I'd like you to ask yourself a question I believe everybody ought to ask themselves.
当你们翻的时候，我希望你们都想一个问题，你们都应该曾经想过。
And that is, have I come to a place in my life where I know for certain that I've been brought alive spiritually?
就是你在你的生命当中有一天的时候，你的灵重生了。
That I'm alive on the inside.
你从里面重生了。
And I'm alive with a life that makes this life as full and meaningful as it can possibly be.
这个生命是有完完全全的令到你以后都可以走到一个非常好的生活当中。
And it's a life that'll never end.
这个生命是永远的，永远不会完的。
I believe that's the most important, single most important question a person can ever ask themselves in life.
我想那一个问题就是人生当中最重要的一个问题，我们需要问我们自己的。
Have I come to a place in my life where I know for certain that I'm alive on the inside?
就是我们来到生命当中一个交叉点的时候，我们知道我是已经重生了。
Do I know that I'm going to live forever?
我是不是知道我会永远的生存下去？
I have no doubt this morning that many of you would say immediately, you would say absolutely yes.
我想大部分的弟兄姐妹也会说一定的，我一定是可以的。
But if you were unable to answer that question, yes, then the answer for you is no.
如果你还不是很清楚的时候，那你的答案很可能还是不知道，没有的。
Some of you might say, well, I don't know, but I think or I hope that I have that life.
有一些人可能说我不知道，但是我想或是说我愿意有那一个生命。
I just don't know that I have that life.
我只是不知道我是不是真的有那一个生命。
I have good news for you this morning.
我有一个大好的信息告诉你。
And that is, you can know.
就是你可以知道。
It's just a matter of believing what God says in His Word.
就是你愿不愿意相信主在主给你的话。
In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, John says, These things have I written unto you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
在约翰一书五章十三节那里说，我将这些话写给你们奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
This morning I'd like to share with you great news for a new year.
今天我要告诉你一个大好的信息。
And how you can know that you have that life and that you're going to spend eternity in heaven.
那你可以知道你是可以有永生。
What I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to go through a number of scriptures very quickly. You're not going to have time to turn to them.
今天早上我会翻到很多的经文，可能你还没有机会去翻到。
But I'm going to try to remember to give you the reference, write down that reference so that you have it for future reference.
但是我会告诉你哪一些经节，那你以后就可以翻去看。
And I want everybody to listen very carefully, even though it may sound extremely familiar to most of you this morning.
对，很多的人来说，可能这一些经节都是你非常的熟悉的经节。
You see, there's a good chance that some of you have never heard what I'm fixing to tell you.
但是有一些人可能从来没有听过我将要告诉你的。
Now, maybe you were told it, you came to church, you heard it, but you didn't really hear it.
可能你曾经在教会里面听过这一些信息，但是你可能没有听进去。
You didn't really understand what somebody was telling you.
可能你不明白人家告诉你的东西。
Some of you were told what was accurate, but you just didn't understand it.
可能人家告诉你的已经非常清楚，但是那个时候你还没有 还不知道不清楚。
Some of you were told what you thought was accurate, but it wasn't quite right.
那你有一些时候可能你以为人家告诉你的你已经明白，但是那一些时候可能你还是那一个信息还不是很清楚。
You understood what the person was telling you, but what they told you just wasn't exactly right.
Yeah. 你明白人家跟你所讲的，但是人家跟你所讲的不是完全的。
It's important to get this right because it's a matter of eternal life and eternal death.
Yeah. 这个是非常非常重要的，因为是关于永生跟永死。
Some of you need to listen very carefully so you can just quit worrying yourself sick.About whether or not you're brought alive spiritually and you're going to spend eternity with God.
Yeah. 这个是非常重要的，因为你们就可以知道你可不可以有永生，永远跟神在一起。
And the rest of you need to listen very carefully because this is the message that we as believers are entrusted and commanded to go tell the world.
Yeah.你们也应该要知道，因为这个信实是神告诉我们所有的信徒，让我们去告诉其他人的。
So we can never remind ourselves of that message too much.
所以这个信息来不要觉得很老旧。
Here it is.
这个就是这个信息。
The greatest message that you'll ever hear.
最重要的一个信息。
Is the message of God's word.
是神的话语。
That God loves you.
神爱你。
Believe it or not, God loves you.
相信或是不相信，神真的是爱我们。
Despite all of your failings and all of your guilt, God loves you.
纵然我们过去有很多的失败，很多不一样的事情，但是神也一样的爱我们。
And God wants for you the same thing you want for yourselves.
神也希望你可以得到。
He wants you to live all or experience all the fullness of life that you can possibly experience.
得到这个丰盛的生命。
And he wants you to experience it forever.
永远的得到这个丰盛的生命。
That's what it says here in John 3:16.
这个就是约翰福音三章十六节那里讲的。
It's called the gospel in a nutshell.
这个就是福音。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God wants every one of you to have eternal life.
神希望每一个人都可以得到永生。
Now when we think of that word eternal, normally what we think of is a quantity of time.
当我们会去想这个永远的时候，我们可能会想是一段时间。
A time that never ends.
那一段时间是永远不会完的。
But the word eternal literally has as much to do with the quality of that time as it does the quantity of that time.
但是这个永远这一件事，除了很长很长的时间之外，还有那一个时间的品质。
You see, those who have eternal life can live a full and meaningful life even now.
那些有永生的人是可以过一个丰盛的生命，就是现在就可以过得到的。
Jesus, when he came, he said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
在约翰福音的哪里，耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Please understand, he's not saying that he's going to take away all your problems.
他没有说他会把你所有的问题拿掉。
Instead, what he's saying is he's inviting us to come to him and inviting us to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us.
他是叫我们来到他那里，把我们所有所想的思想都摆在他的身，摆在他那里。
When you decide to follow Jesus, you have one who will give you all the help and the hope that you need, whatever you have to face in 2016.
Yeah. 当你来到耶稣基督的时候，你就可以得到所有的帮助，在2001年所有你的问题你可以摆在他的面前。
So, if you have eternal life, those who have eternal life can live a full and meaningful life right now.
当你有永生的时候，你今天就可以过丰盛的生命。
And those who have eternal life will experience it forever.
你可以得到那个丰盛的生命直到永远。
Now, I don't know if I told you that reference. It's John chapter 10, verse 10.
哪里就是约翰福音，就是刚刚耶稣基督所讲的，就是在约翰福音十章十节。
So you can write that down.
你写下来。
And then write down John 14:3.
在约翰福音十四章三节那里这样说。
And this is what Jesus said.
耶稣这样说的。
He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yeah, 耶稣是这样讲的，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。
So God wants us to experience all the fullness of life that we can possibly experience in this life and forever.
所以耶稣来邀请我们得到那个丰盛的生命，今天可以得到，直到永远。
Isn't that wonderful?
真的是很好吗？
It is.
真的是。
If it weren't for a big problem.
这个但是有一个很大的问题。
That all of us have.
我们每一个都有。
There's not a single one of us who can experience this life that God wants us to experience in our natural spiritual state.
Yeah.因为我们每一个人都有一个罪性，因为这样的时候我们没有办法去享受那一个丰盛。
The Bible says we're all sinners by nature and by choice.
呀，罗马书说哪里说因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23, the Apostle Paul says this.
罗马书三章二十三节，那保罗这样说。
He says, "All have sinned."
因为世人都犯了罪。
And all have come short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
It's a picture of someone who, the terminology he uses, paints a picture of shooting or aiming for a target, but falling short of that target.
Yeah. 在罗马书那里，保罗描写到一个图画，就是有一个人希望可以达到一个目标，但是他永远都达不到。
We all want to reach God. We want to be in relationship, experience the life that God wants us to have.
我们都希望可以感受到神，可以达到神哪里。
But despite our best efforts, we all fall short.
但是无论我们多想，我们多努力，我们还是没有办法达到。
Now you may wonder what the problem is.
你可以想什么问题啊？
As long as we're close, or maybe closer than most other people, maybe God will say it's okay.
我们可能想，也许我愿意努力一点，近一点的话，神可能说也可以了。
Well, it would be okay if God said so.
如果神说可以的话，可能可以。
But that's not what God says.
但是神没有这样说。
God says, if you want to achieve, if you want to come into relationship with God by your own effort, you can't fall short. You got to hit the target.
神说，如果你要来到神那里的时候，你一定要到哪里，不可以差不多就可以。
But that's something none of us is able to do.
那一个是我们没有一个人可以做得到。
That's a problem.
那一个就是问题。
We all.Deserve death.
我们每一个人都应该要死。
We deserve spiritual death, death of our spirits.
是灵的死。
And eventually a physical death that's like a door.
最后就是实际的死，就是好像一个门要关掉。
Once we walk through that door,It's like that door shuts behind us, and that if we were spiritually dead, when we walk through that door, we're going to remain spiritually dead.
当我们过了那个门之后，如果那个时候我们灵还是死的话，那我们就永死。
Forever and ever and ever, we're going to experience that spiritual death.
永远永远的，我们就会经历这一个永死，这个灵的永死。
And there won't be a thing in the world that we can do to change it.
这个世界再没有一件事我们可以改变这个事实。
The Bible calls that hell.
圣经说那一个就是地狱。
And that's what it means when it says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death.
罗马书六章二十三节那里说，因为罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible also says that there's nothing we can do, nothing we can do to save ourselves from that. Yeah.
圣经也说我们没有任何的事我们可以做可以改变。
Ephesians 2:9 says salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast.
以弗所书二章九节哪里说救恩只是不是因为行为免得有人自夸。
Now, I told you I was going to share with you good news, didn't I?
但是我不是告诉你我要给你们分享好的信息吗？
It's been nothing but bad news so far, hasn't it?
刚才我好像所讲的都是坏的消息。
Hang in there, we'll get there.
Yeah, 你们跟着我们会到的。
Most people I know are afraid...That God is holy and just, and He's going to require that the penalty for our sin, which is death, be paid.
很多人都很害怕，神是那一个公义的，那要我们去赔上我们罪的工价。
But at the same time, we also, most people I know also hope that God loves us too much to require that we experience what we deserve.
但是我们也很多时候也很希望神是爱我们的，那我们可以得到我们所应得的。
So which is true?
那是真的。
Well, actually, both are true.
其实两个都是真的。
You see, God is holy and just, and so the penalty for our sin must be paid.
神是那个公义的神，那罪的工价是需要去付的。
Yet at the same time, God loves us, so He's made arrangements for somebody else to pay that penalty for us.
但是神爱我们的缘故的，因为爱我们的缘故，所以他找的其他的人来为我们付了罪的工价。
He's provided a way for us to be forgiven of the sin that separates us from God and the life that He has for us.
他让我们可以。这个代价可以付了，那我们可以与神和好。
And that way is not a philosophy of life.
这个那个道路不是一个不是一个哲学。
That way is not something that we do.
这个不是我们所可以做的事。
It's not turning over a new leaf in life.
不是要做一些新的事。
It's not making New Year's resolutions.
不是想新的一年有一个新的愿望。
You know what happens to New Year's resolutions.
你都知道你上一年的愿望是怎么样。
It's not putting money in the offering plate.
不是说你可以付多一些钱在奉献哪里。
It's nothing that we do.
我们不可以做的。
The way to be forgiven of our sin that God has provided is a person.
神给我们一个人。
In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way.
约翰福音14:6那里说，耶稣说，我就是道路。
And he also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me.
他说是我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父哪里去。
So God's provided a way for us to be forgiven of the sin that separates us from Him.
神给了我们一个道路，让我们可以跟他和好。
He's provided it in Jesus, the eternal Son of God.
他给了我们有耶稣基督。
Jesus left his throne room in heaven and wrapped himself up in our humanity and then lived a perfect life.
神放弃天上的宝座，成为人的样式来到世界。
He didn't deserve death.
他不需要死。
But he died anyway.
但是他还是死了。
Not for any sin that he had committed, but because of the sin that we've committed.
不是因为他犯了什么罪，乃是因为我们所犯的罪。
1 Peter 3:18 says this.
彼得前书3:18哪里说？
For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
因为耶稣基督所受的，为了罪人的缘故，所以我们可以来到神那里。
Jesus died, but he didn't stay dead.
耶稣死了，但是他没有永死。
He rose from the dead.
他复活了。
And Romans 4:25 says he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification.
罗马书4:25那里说，耶稣被交给人，是为了我们的过犯，复活是为了我们称义。
So God's provided a way for us to be forgiven of the sin that separates us from God and the life that He wants us to experience.
所以神给了我们一个道路，让我们可以与神复活。
And now He offers that life to us as a free gift.
他给了我们是一个免费的礼物。
Romans 6:23 says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
罗马书6:23节那里说，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Isn't that wonderful?
这个是多美好的吗？
Problem solved, right?
问题解决了。
Well, not quite.
还没有。
God loves us too much to force His incredible gift on any of us.
神爱我们，多爱我们，给我们这一个美好的礼物。
Even the gift of God that He paid such a high price for, He's not going to force it on us.
Yeah. 纵然这一个礼物是他用重价买回来的，但是他也不愿意要逼我们拿这个礼物。
It's not ours until we choose to receive it for ourselves.
Yeah. 这个礼物不会是我们的，只等到我们愿意去接受。
It's kind of like the season of giving that we've just finished.
就是好像圣诞节的时候，我们很多时候会给礼物。
My beautiful wife, Kathy, thank the Lord, is in charge of buying all the Christmas presents.
Yeah. Kathy 会在我们的家庭里面帮助我们买所有的礼物。
She did a great job again this year.
她做得非常好，这一年也是。
Of course, I get the bills this month.
Yeah, 当然我拿到那一个账单。
That's okay.
这个没有问题。
She takes care of it.
她准备好。
This past Christmas was kind of, she says it was better because she pretty much finished all of her shopping or most of her shopping by the end of November.
Yeah, 过去那一年还算是不错的，她说就是十一月底她已经把大部分的礼物已经买好。And
she had all the presents already wrapped up.
她已经把所有的礼物已经包裹好。
And we have 4 grandkids, so we had a lot of presents.
我们有四个炫儿炫女，我们把所有的礼物已经做好。And
then 5 kids.
五个儿子。
We have a big family.
有一个很大的家庭。But
you know, those presents, they just sat in our closet and in other various places for weeks.
但是那些礼物都在家里，就是可能在抽屉里，就是有等了好几个礼拜。They
had name tags on them, but they hadn't been received yet.
那一些礼物已经写好是给谁的，但是那些礼物还没有送出去。They
hadn't been received until everybody came over to our house, and we all opened all the gifts.
Yeah. 只等到他们所有人来到我们家里，那些礼物都打开了。
It's kind of like that with God's gift of eternal life.
那就是好像神给我们的永远这个永生的礼物一样。Jesus
bought that gift of eternal life. He bought our salvation a long time ago.
很久很久以前，耶稣基督已经把我们买赎。It
came at a great price.
是用重价买回来的。We've
just remembered it this morning.
我们今天早上再去想到。
He gave His body and His blood to pay the price for our salvation.
他用他的身体，他用他的宝血去买赎我们。
But that eternal life that He purchased for us is not ours until we receive it.
但是这个礼物，还没有来到我们哪里，直到我们接受。
And the way we receive it is twofold.
我们是怎么样接受呢？有两方面。
First of all, we've got to repent of our sin.
第一，我们要悔改。
Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord."
使徒行传3:19节那里说，所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。
The word used to translate the word repentance The word in the Greek literally means to change your mind.
Yeah. 在悔改归正这个字在原文里面就是说把你们的思想改变。
It's an attitude change about sin.
是一个对罪的思想的改变。
But it's not just feeling sorry for our sin.
不是单单去觉得来罪是很不好的。
Acts 26:20 says, repent and turn to God and do works that demonstrate the attitude of repentance.
在《使徒行传》26:20那里说，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
Those who have truly changed their attitude about sin have turned their affections away from sin and toward God, and then they do works. They want to do good works.
那一些真的悔改的人，他们愿意去完完全全的离开罪而归向神。
I believe that the attitude of repentance has a lot to do with love.
Yeah. 我们对罪的罪的反感是跟神的爱很有关系。
We can know whether or not we've repented of, that is, turned our affections away from sin and toward God by asking ourselves the question.
我们不再爱罪，回来到神面前。
What do I love more? The things that God says in the Bible are wrong or the things God says are right?
Yeah. 我们都会问我们一个问题，就是说，like, 在圣经里面所说的是真的吗？
Who am I more interested in pleasing, myself or God?
我愿意去跟随自己的意愿，还是跟随神的意愿？
Am I more interested in doing what I want or what God wants?
我愿意去做我自己想做的，还是愿意去做神所想做的？
To receive God's gift of eternal life, we've got to first of all have that attitude change about sin.Turning our affections away from it and toward God.
当我们愿意接受神这个礼物的时候，我们要离开罪而归向神。
And we must place our faith in Jesus.
我们要把我们的信心放在主耶稣基督那里。
That is, we must believe in Jesus.
就是我们需要相信耶稣。
Ephesians 2:8 says,For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God.
以弗所书二章八节那里说，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
You're saved through faith.
我们是因信称义。
And that brings us back to John 3:16.
就带到我们回到约翰福音三章十六节。
Which says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have Eternal life.
就是叫一些信他的不是灭亡反得永生。
So all we have to do is believe?
就是我们只需要相信吗？
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, 是的，但是也不完全。
You see, there's more than one way to believe, isn't there?
是不是超过一个方法去相信吗？
One way to believe is just to believe facts about Jesus.
一个去相信的办法就是去相信耶稣基督的确是一件事实。
But James chapter 2 verse 19 says the devils believe that way and they tremble.
但是那个雅各书二章十九节那里说鬼魔也信，却是战兢。
It certainly doesn't change your standing with God.
但是这个不会跟你跟神的关系有改变。
Believing like that isn't going to cut it.
这样相信也是没用的。
It's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, 没用的。
But believing in Jesus to do for you what you can't do for yourself, that's a different story.
但是相信耶稣基督为你所做的就是不一样。
And that's what we're talking about.
这个就是我们所讲的。
Believing in Jesus to do for us what we can't do for ourselves.
相信神为我们所做的，那个是我们不可以为自己所做的。
to save us from the spiritual death in this life and forever that we all deserve.
救我们离开永死。
Jesus can do that because when God allowed him to die on the cross, he wasn't being punished for any sin that he had committed because he hadn't committed any.
耶稣基督来为我们的为我们的罪钉在十字架上，不是因为他值得值得死，是他为了我们而死。
He was dying for all the sin that we were guilty of.
他为着我们所做所有我们的罪，所以死。
He experienced that spiritual death that we deserve so that we wouldn't have to.
他经历了一个灵里的死，让我们可以不需要经历。
But remember, he didn't stay dead.
但是要记得，他没有留在死当中。
He rose from the dead, and because he's alive, he's able to give that life to everyone.
他复活了，就是因为他复活，所以我们当中每一个人都可以因着他可以得到复活。
That is everyone who will turn from their sin and trust in Him to do for them what He can't, what He alone can do.
每一个人只要悔改，相信他为我们所做的。
The minute they repent and believe, He brings them alive spiritually with a life that makes this life full and meaningful and that lasts forever and ever and ever.
当我们愿意去悔改，愿意去相信的时候，我们就可以得到那个永远的生命，直到永远。
And remember physical death that we called the doorway a few minutes ago?
你们还记不记得我们说那一个死就是好像 一道门一样？
It's like he transforms that. Whenever it's going to happen to us, however it's going to happen to us, he changes it.
Yeah. 就是好像他有办法把那一扇门改变。
He changes it from being a door of eternal longing and hopelessness to one of eternal life in all of its fullness.
他把那一道门从那个永远的沮丧，永远的没有希望，变成永远的希望。
That's why the Apostle Paul says in Acts chapter 20, verse 21,I've declared to everyone that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus.
就是在使徒行传二十章二十一节那里，又对犹太人和希尼利人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
So the question this first Lord's Day of the new year is, have you done that?
就是在这一年大好的信息，第一个问题就是你做了这一件事没有？
If you haven't, the single most important need that you have right now is to repent and believe.
如果你还没有的话，现在最重要的就是你需要悔改跟相信。
Now, if you've done that, there's not a reason in the world that you need to worry about whether or not he has fulfilled his part of the bargain.
如果你已经做的时候，你就不需要再想耶稣基督还有没有做好他的事。
The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
圣经说，因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Actually, that's Romans chapter 10, verse 13.
那个是在罗马书十章十三节呢，那里说的。
The Bible says, if you've called on his name, trusting in him, you're saved. You can believe it. That settles it.
在圣经哪里说只要你口里承认的时候心里相信就可以得救。
Actually, that settles it whether you believe it or not.
你信不信这个都是真的。
Those who have genuinely repented of their sin and placed their faith in Jesus, I think we need to understand, acknowledge him for who he is.Not just their Savior, the one who saves them, but their Lord, the one they need to follow as Master.
那一些我们已经真心的相信的人，不单单是相信他是哪一个救主，还是我们生命的主。
Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart...Man believes unto righteousness, And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
罗马书十章九到十节哪里说，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
There's a connection between being saved and acknowledging Jesus as Lord.
就是跟那一个得救跟口里承认耶稣基督为主是有关系的。
Don't think though that acknowledging Jesus as Lord is just calling him Lord.
Yeah.
不要想我们只是说神是主，那他就是主。
Lots of people do that.
很多人这样做。
Matthew 7:21, Jesus said this.
马太福音7章21节这样说。
Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Acknowledging Jesus as Lord is something that we'll do when we're saved.
Yeah. 我们说称耶稣基督为主是我们得救的时候我们所做的。
And it involves turning control of everything that we are, our attitudes and our actions, turning control over to Him.
就是我们把我们的生命，把我们的确定都交给神。
And then as evidence of giving Him control, we'll want to identify with Him.
之后呢，我们就与跟他是唯一的。
The first Christians did that by doing what He told them to do.
一开始的初期教会的基督徒就是跟着他的话而做。
He said, "Be baptized," and they were baptized.
神说他们需要受洗，他们就受洗。
And He made very clear to them that they needed to be a part of a local body of believers.
他们神告诉他需要成为一个教会，他们就走在一起。
I don't know where you are this morning.
我不知道你今天早上是怎么样。
But if you've never done what Jesus has told you to do,
但是如果你没有跟着神所告诉你的去做的时候，
Maybe you're saved. You've believed in the Lord Jesus. You've repented of your sin. You've been saved, but you've never been baptized.
可能你已经悔改，已经相信，但是你还没有受洗的时候。
Let me encourage you to talk to your pastor.And follow the Lord in baptism.
那我鼓励你，你跟你的牧师去讲那尽快受洗。
Are you a member of a church?
那你是不是教会的一员？
This is a great church.
这一个是很好的教会。
This would be a great church to become a part of.
这个是一个很好的教会，大家可以在一起。
But you need to be a part of a church.
但是你需要成为教会的一员。
Well, maybe you've done all this.
可能你已经把所有的刚才所讲的都做完了。
You've repented of your sins. You place your faith in Jesus.
你悔改了，你把你的信带到神的面前。
You follow the Lord and believers' baptism. You're part of a church.
你受洗了，你也是教会的一员。
It may be this first Lord's Day of the new year. You just need to recommit yourself.To sharing the simple gospel message with those that God's going to give you the opportunity to share with in the coming year.
可能在新的一年的时候，你需要来到神面前，你愿意把神交托你的托付，把这个大好的信息跟你身边的人去分享。
I believe if you stay attentive to the opportunities that God gives you, you'll be amazed.
如果你愿意去留意神给你的机会的时候，你会很惊讶。
My wife is a school teacher.
Yeah, Kathy 是一个学校老师。
She came home one day a few weeks ago and told me about how she was visiting with a couple of her friends. I don't know if it was around a water cooler or not, but she was visiting with a couple of her friends.
几个礼拜以前 ，Kathy 就是跟我说，她跟几个朋友有交谈的机会。
And somehow their conversation got around to the issue of death.
他们所讲的来到一个题目就是死的题目。
When one of her friends said, "Why, I don't have to worry about where I'm going to spend eternity. I know I'm going to be okay when I die. I know where I'm going."
有一个朋友说，来，我知道我死后要去哪里，我不需要担心。
But then the other friend that she was visiting with said, "Well, I'm not sure you can really know where you're going."
有，但是有另外一个朋友说，我还是不太清楚我死了之后会去哪里。
What if you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing when you died?
当我死的时候，我会怎么样？
Well, that obviously got the attention of my wife and her friend.
那个时候 ，Kathy 跟她的朋友就留意到这一件事。
And then over the course of the next few days, they took advantage of opportunities to help their friend understand how she could know that she had eternal life.
那之后的几天，他跟他的朋友都透过不同的机会，让他这个朋友不知道这救恩的朋友明白那一个福音的信息。
They didn't share with their friend everything that I've shared with you this morning.
他没有跟那个朋友去分享我今天早上跟你们所分享的所有的东西。
They just helped her with that part that she didn't understand.
他就是帮助他去明白他所不明白的地方。
Because they wanted her to understand.
因为他跟他的朋友都希望他的朋友可以明白。
They wanted her to make sure that she knew that she could have eternal life now and forever.
他们都很喜欢他的朋友可以知道可以得到这个永远的生命。
God's going to provide you opportunities like that in the coming year.
神会给你们有机会在2016年的时候。
He'll do it wherever you live your life.
Yeah. 无论你在哪里神都会给你们有那一些机会。
If you spend most of your time at home, he'll provide you opportunities at home with your family.
Yeah. 你可能来花大部分的时间在你的家庭当中神就会给你有机会在你家庭当中。
If you have a job, he'll provide you opportunities at work.
如果你有你有一个工作的话，神会在你工作的环境当中给你机会。
If you go to school, he'll provide you opportunities at school.
你去学校的话，神会给你有机会在学校里面。
Just take advantage of every opportunity that he gives you.
就是当神给你有机会的时候，你要抓住。
Take advantage of those opportunities to share with others the greatest news that they're ever going to hear.
你要抓住那些机会去分享这个大好的信息。
The world's full of people who are desperate, desperately searching for the life that you found in Jesus.
这个世界有很多的人很用力去寻找，我们已经寻找到这一个生命。
And I promise you they'll be eternally grateful if you'll share with them the message how they can find what you found in him.
Yeah, 我肯定如果你可以去分享的时候你也会为着这一件事很高兴。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for life. We thank you for the opportunity of a new year.
神感谢你给我们有生命让给我们有新的一年。
Help us as believers,to take advantage of those opportunities.
主啊，让我们信徒可以抓住这些机会。
And like you've said in your word, help us just to remember that you'll give us the words to say.
就帮助我们，让我们可以懂得去讲什么。
And I pray that you'll move in our midst, even today, that you'll make us all aware of our need.
主啊，求你运行在我们当中，让我们明白自己的需要。
Especially those who right now are spiritually dead.
特别是那一些在我们当中，他们还是灵里还是没有重生的人。
Because they've not yet received your free gift of eternal life.
因为他们还没有愿意去接受你所给他们的永远的生命。
Help them to understand that and help them to repent and believe.
帮助他们去明白，帮助他们去悔改，去相信。
Thank you for the salvation we have in Jesus.
感谢主给我们的永生。
It's in His name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.